16th of January, anniversary. Probably at Wat Pa Pong right now, there's quite a gathering of bhikkhus, quite a large gathering of mechi, quite a gathering of samaneras and lay people. And over the 10 days leading up to this day, Wat Pa Pong takes on a sort of festival sort of feeling. And cold season's a good time for gathering, because you can sleep outside very easily because it's unlikely to rain. And things don't have to be too waterproof. That's possibly what's happening there right now. And here we have the gathering in the morning, and this shrine, this to Lumpur, Lumpur Shah. And what he would make of all of this, I really don't know. As a personality, he was not very big into personalities or cult of personality. He did give out pictures, but he actually refused permission for any statues or any amulets to be made. How can we use this? How can we use this day? And big things are made of teachers. In the some traditions, it's like the fourth refuge, your guru. Because the teacher is that which actually reveals the whole thing, actually sets the whole thing going, the being that you have faith in. And for some traditions, like the guru is the most important, being that you can meet on the spiritual path. Is your guru. And certainly one can consider, one can think, one can hold the view that all of this here, without the particular supporting condition of Lumpur Cha's life and karma and work, wouldn't be here. Certainly, things would be very different. So not to belittle that side of things, not to say that it's unimportant, but to consider how do I relate to the teacher? How do I relate to the teacher? How do I relate to the guru, that which needs, that which reveals? And I was lucky with the ones that I've met over the years, and they've all pointed beyond the personality. To recognize that this is just something to use to connect with that sense of the teacher and is present in each moment. So I feel that three refuges are enough, four refuges is good, but, and it's pointing to something, but three is enough. But certainly today, if you want to really reflect on all the personal teachers that have in some way blessed you, that have in some way blessed you, I feel like sneezing. Bless you. Blessing is that sense of being raised up, to be encouraged to do something wonderful, do something beautiful, be something wonderful, be something beautiful. Connect with something wonderful, connect with something beautiful that you did not feel was possible. A sense of blessing, a sense of so those beings that have blessed you, and today can be a day for that sort of reflection. And of course one can consider Lumbocha and all the people who've helped allow those teachings to somehow mean something to you. But of course you will recognize that whenever one has a report of somebody or a translation of somebody or listens to somebody out of context, one's dealing with a further interpretation. There's a sort of sense of slight removal from it. You get that memory of the actual beings that you can recall, that memory from the favorite primary school teacher, maybe even your parents. You want to start with your parents, favorite teachers through your life, from whenever you can remember. For a morning exercise, sometimes to do that, that sense of remembering those and remembering how they would wish you to be now. And that sense of how would your most respected, most loved teacher wish you to be now, and carry that through moment by moment. Like a day, we have the 16th of January, you can almost use that as a sort of recollection of your teacher day. One day out of 365, it ain't a lot. As it can be used as a reminder for how one can relate to the teacher throughout. And relate to the teacher each moment. How those blessings can be reconnected with